headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, more than 3 years after Adani started extracting coal from its Queensland mine, the Indian conglomerate has paid zero corporate tax, with tax experts stating it may not even ever pay a cent. Adani's Carmichael mine, which is located north of the Galilee Basin, was an incredibly controversial project, with concerns about long-term environmental impacts and damage to the traditional lands of local Indigenous communities. However, Adani had pledged to plough $22 billion in taxes and royalties into the Australian economy, and industry groups supported the mine, stating that the project would fund new schools, hospitals, and other infrastructure for Queensland families and communities. Despite recording strong revenue, Adani regularly reports annual losses, which results in the company managing to avoid corporate tax for its Australian assets.
The Redlands City Council is conducting a safety review into parking at Redlands Hospital. After the hospital introduced paid parking in April of 2023, staff expressed concerns as many would have to pay up to $1,900 a year in parking fees. Afterwards, many staff began parking along Wellington Street alongside the hospital. Wellington Street has a speed limit of 80 kilometres an hour and no marked parking bays. A spokesperson from Redlands City Council said cars were parking legally along the street. Safety concerns have been repeatedly expressed by members of the public since 2023, and according to the spokesperson, a safety review is now underway. The spokesperson acknowledged that limiting parking in the interest of safety would negatively affect locals, likely pushing parking to nearby residential streets. The council and the Queensland government are now working together to identify a solution.
In national news, Marion Scrimgeour has become the first Indigenous person to chair the House of Representatives as a member of the Speaker's panel. Scrimgeour, a Tiwi and Imadjuri woman, said on a post to social media that it was a huge moment for Parliament, but more importantly, it was a message to young Aboriginal people back home in the Northern Territory. A member for the Northern Territory in the seat of Lingari, she was also the first Indigenous woman elected to the Northern Territory Legislature and is currently the Special Envoy for Remote Communities under the Albanese government. The Speaker's panel supports the Speaker of the House of Representatives by chairing debates and is responsible for maintaining order during parliamentary proceedings.
Please be advised that the following story may contain subject matter that is distressing for some listeners. The Northern Territory Government has announced that it will attempt to reinstate the use of spit hoods in youth detention centres, 8 years after the practice was banned, as a part of the Country Liberal Party's plan to amend the Youth Justice Act. The use of spit hoods in Northern Territory detention facilities was discontinued after an ABC Four Corners report into Dondale Youth Detention Facility resulted in then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull calling for a Royal Commission into Juvenile Justice and Protection. However, banning the spit hoods in police detention facilities was never formalised in state legislature, and as a result, the Northern Territory Police Force had made spit hoods available for use in watch houses and cells in 2024. Northern Territory Children's Commissioner Shalina Musk said the proposed amendment to the ban in youth detention centres goes against all evidence of what actually works to try to reduce challenging behaviours, particularly in a custodial setting. The proposed amendments to the Act will be introduced to Parliament on Tuesday.
In international news, as South Australia's toxic algal bloom enters its fifth full month, Southern California is also experiencing its worst marine algae bloom to date. Caused by a different algae to the South Australian bloom, the Southern Californian bloom generates domaic acid, which is predominantly harmful to marine mammals. California has experienced similar algae blooms since early 2022, but Pacific Marine Mammal Center Vice President of Conservation, Medicine and Science, Alyssa Deming, said more than 2,000 mammals had been affected by the algae bloom, making it the state's worst in history. Dr. Deming said the Californian bloom likely has similar causes to South Australia's, pointing to increased ocean temperatures and increased nutrients as cold, nutrient-rich water rises to the surface. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration research biologist, Fisheries Kathy Lafeveve, said the blooms were affected places previously had not been affected by the algae. It is turning out to be a major impact of climate change, Dr. Lefevre said.
For your weather today, Brisbane is starting to warm up as the sun rises. It is currently 9 degrees and expected to reach a maximum of 19. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.1, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.